Good morning, Denver. This is Bo Mitchell. Welcome to our program, You Get the Blessing. Thanks for tuning in today. Each week on our show, we introduce you to guests that we believe are impacting this community for Christ. And today, my special guests are Sheree Bryant and Noel McLay. We're going to call them Noel and Sheree the rest of the day.
Perfect.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We're glad you can be here, and we're going to eventually get to what they're all about, which is the Christmas store, and it's kind of fun this time of year, isn't it, moving into the Christmas season?
Absolutely. My favorite time of the year.
Yeah, mine too. I think that helps with running a ministry around Christmas is that, you know, it's such a festive and cool time, and Christmas has always been my favorite holiday, so.
Well, we celebrate the birth of Christ, and we are proud to have a program that talks about personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's kind of where I want to start with you ladies. Before we get to what you do, let's talk about you each. Maybe start with Sheree and tell me where you were born and raised and at what point faith became kind of important to you.
Sure. I was born in California, but we moved here when I was four. My parents...
Good move.
Yeah. My parents actually still live in the same house. They are definitely like the constant in my life. I feel like I was raised on a church pew, but my relationship with Christ became really important after I had kids.
What schools did you go to in Denver?
I graduated from Overland High School in Aurora. My friends tell me who have kids that attend there that my picture's still on the wall. I played lacrosse and we won state 1 year and my picture's still on the wall there. So yeah, it's kind of fun to go back and still live in close to the same areas. We're still in the Cherry Creek School District. My kids go somewhere else, but
very good.
Yeah, it's very fun.
And you got married and had kids.
Got married, had three kiddos and they became my life and was a stay-at-home mom for quite a while. And then once they were old enough to kind of be on their own, I actually have a job that I work during school hours. So that lets me be a stay-at-home mom still, but also work. So,
I like where you work. Tell us about it.
I get the privilege of working at Colorado Community Church. I'm the Children's Ministry Administrative Assistant, and I absolutely love it there. It's a community. We definitely support each other, and it's a very unique and awesome place to work.
Now, do the people at CCC view me as someone that helped or someone that stole the Inglewood campus?
No, you are spoke of very well. You had definitely helped. Yes, you were an answer to prayer for sure.
We're going to blame that starting on Lloyd Lawan, who called me and said, Bo, can you come over here and help us figure out this problem we have? And I was like, Lloyd, I'm trying to get out of the church buying business. But it worked out. You all have a great campus.
Yep.
In Aurora, and the Harvest Bible Chapel group led by Jeff Schwarzentraub bought the building that y'all used to own there.
Yep, at Inglewood. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
At Colorado and Hampton. So
yes.
That's great. You get to work there in a Christian atmosphere with great people.
I do. It's fantastic. I mean, our staff, I can't say enough kind things about them. It's really just a unique situation where we all love and support each other and are a true family on staff.
And how can people find that church if they want to go this week?
If you want to find us online, we're just at coloradocommunity.org. We're just right off of Iliff and Chambers in Aurora. And yeah, come see us. We have services Saturday night, 5 o'clock, 2 on Sunday, 9:30 and 11. We also have an 8 a.m. service that's a little bit different, and we call it a sacramental service. It's structured a little different, but a little quieter, peaceful in the morning. It's another fantastic service to go to.
You'd be comfortable if you go there. I've been there, and I won't go through all the pastors I know, but they're all great. They're two-fisted Bible pack and sin-hating New Testament, I love Jesus
yep.
type preachers. So
for sure.
What time are services?
We have a 5 o'clock on Saturday night, an 8 a.m. sacramental service, a 9:30, and an 11 o'clock.
So you maybe heard a little bit about all this stuff, but when it came clear to you that it was open to you to have a relationship with God through Jesus, how old were you?
Well, when I accepted Jesus really into my life, I was probably 9. I mean, really young. My parents had us in church every time the doors were open. We were there every multiple times a week, at least 3 times a week. My mom is a very, very strong woman of faith. Her father was a pastor, so she was raised to really put your faith in God. So we were raised that way. But I really think that my faith, my relationship with Christ and understanding that I can have a personal relationship with him really came later in life after I had kids. It really became important that I wanted them to be saved and them to have a personal relationship with God. And that's when it really came to the forefront. Like, we need to, this needs to be at the forefront of our lives.
Our programs, You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell, your host. You've been listening to the beautiful voice there of Sheree Bryant, and she was sharing about how a relationship with Christ made sense to her at what we call an age of accountability, when you really do have to think, okay, were these kids I just had just accidents that miraculously were born, and or is there actually somebody that set this in motion and is in control? And that's kind of how we all come to Christ. Eventually, we wake up to that. Okay, Sheree's partner is Noelle McLay. And Noelle, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Take me on the same journey she just took me on as far as your background, if you don't mind.
Awesome. Yeah, I kind of started the same way. I grew up in the church in a smaller town in Wisconsin. I won't say small town. People there don't like it if you call it a small town.
How but small it, was it?
Oh, I don't. It's pretty small compared to out here. They think it's pretty big, but it's right between Milwaukee and Chicago. So is where I grew up, right on Lake Michigan. So, but yeah, I grew up going to church every week and as a kid. And, you know, I think I definitely accepted Christ, you know, as a child and, you know, and knew that as most younger people in my teens and starting college, I really kind of drifted away and really started living for myself. At that point is when I met my now husband, and he kind of has the same story, and he did the exact same thing, and we were just kind of living for ourselves and young and in your 20s, and he was in Wisconsin, and it really struck him that he needed to make a change. God really laid it on his heart, and he packed up all of his stuff and moved to be out here with his family. And then I followed him a few months later, and just his conviction really started to convict me. And it was really amazing to see how God had us grow together in that instead of apart, and how just kind of his plan for us. And so I think we really just kind of dedicated our lives then, and we got married, and we went through some struggles like trying to have children, and we ended up having three beautiful children of our own. But God just was really preparing that path for us. And so I would say we were in our young 20s when I really fully committed and really finally understood what it meant to have that relationship, that personal relationship. And so it's pretty amazing.
It's a good story. It's interesting that we all kind of, I don't know if it's self-preservation or what, or competing for men, but we go through this incredible self-centered stage where we just feel like it's all up to us, and eventually,
right.
Yeah. When
right. I've got it,
yeah, when yeah. us doesn't have it, and we fail or have setbacks, then we think, "Oh, I need to turn to somebody sharper than
right.
me."
Right, right. There's somebody else that's got it. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yes,
well, it's good we all did that. Well, Sheree and Noelle share a business together, or I guess we just call it a ministry together. Of, helping so many people at this time of year, but. Where do we start? Who wants to go first on telling us about the Christmas Store?
I can give some history of the Christmas Store.
Thank you.
So the Christmas Store was actually birthed out of Mile High Ministries back in 1984. They wanted to start a toy ministry for low-income families.
Now, which person at Mile High? They got a lot of good folks there. Do you remember?
I don't. I mean, I wasn't around back then.
Jeff Johnson, maybe?
Yeah, it might have been Jeff Johnson. I know Keita Andrews was involved in it that very first year, who's now on staff at CCC. So he has some really awesome stories and history that goes along with that too.
I bet Keita was right in the middle of it.
Yes, he was. I mean, like, he actually remembers the very first year that they did a toy drive and a toy giveaway, and how that really progressed and changed, because the ministry itself has changed a lot over the last few years. Well, several years, 20 years, 30 years. And it's really developed into something more than what it started out with. We are part of the Aurora Christmas Store, which launched out of Mile High Ministries in 2001. And so the division we run is the Aurora Christmas Store, and it's been around since 2001. The big thing that makes us different and unique Is that we're not a toy giveaway. The parents, we actually sell the toys to the parents at 25 cents on the dollar. So parents come in and actually purchase their toys for $5 a piece, and they're allowed to select two toys per kid. And what this
creates... Now, how much again was that? 25 cents on the
On the dollar is what it equates to. We go out and purchase toys around $20 per toy at full price, right off the shelves. It's all brand new. And then they come in and pay $5 per toy for their kids.
And how do you come up with the money to spend full retail like that? Somebody donates?
We need donors. We need money from everyone.
Are we short this year, or we got enough?
We're a little short. We're still trying to raise money. We have about half of the kids covered at this point of who we're going to serve. We're looking to serve around 1,800 to 2,000 kids this year.
Folks, yeah. Listen to this. You get a chance to get blessed. That's why we call the show You Get the Blessing. You'll be blessed by stopping right where you are today. Write this down or remember it. How do they find you again?
Our website is ccchristmasstore.org.
ccchristmasstore.org. We're going to say that five more times.
Yes.
So whether it's 10 bucks or 1,000 bucks, I think somebody's supposed to do 1,000 today.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Amazing.
Think how many kids you would help. Your head would hit the pillow tonight, and you would think to yourself, I just blessed 100 kids from the city that maybe weren't going to have any toys at Christmas.
And their parents. I mean, these parents, to see, because they are purchasing these gifts for their kids, and to see them be able, the pride and the joy they have in getting these gifts that they would not necessarily be able to get before because they don't have the money for it, is just an amazing, it's amazing to see how it impacts these parents. And so many of them are just in awe that people would want to do this for them. And it really, it shows the love of Jesus, you know, just it's amazing. Right. I mean, you just feel it that day. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
can come
cool.
volunteer too.
Yes. Yeah.
We always need volunteers. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see it,
what's
action,
the actual day?
December 2nd mm-hmm. this year.
Yep.
December 2nd, which happens to be a Saturday.
That's
gives
right.
everybody enough time to get those gifts at home, wrap them up for their kids, and surprise them on Christmas.
Oh, we wrap them for them, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we're full service. We help them select the toys, pick out the toys, and then they sit and they can hear about Christ, and we ask how we can pray for them while they wait for the gifts to be wrapped. So they mm-hmm. take them home to put under the tree ready for the kids.
So some ministry's going on right
there.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. They get cookies and some snacks, and we've so many people come with so many burdens, and to be able to pray for them and to see other people step up and help, you know, and going above and beyond just the gifts of like reaching out and like, you know, giving people rides or providing food or, and none of that's required, but just to see
true community.
Yeah. Just everyone coming together to help these families. And it's just, I mean, sometimes I feel like I get more out of it than the families, you know, I mean, cause it's just such an amazing, amazing day.
I'll do $1,000 from this program if it's matched by listeners.
Awesome.
So listeners,
do
if you don't respond, I'm not doing my part.
We need you.
And I'm
going to
be robbed of
you.
The blessing. So,
it's awesome.
We get a hold of you again.
ccchristmasstore.org.
ccchristmasstore.org. Or just call us at our offices and we'll figure this out. But hopefully that'll be $2,000 start.
Oh,
and somebody might be listening who thinks, this is going to be my year-end gift this year. I'm going to go big here for Sheree and Noel. Were you named Noel before you started the Christmas store? Or did you...
I did not change my name, no.
Because I was thinking you could have gone with Santa.
Right. Well, I do. If you Santa do volunteer, I'm the elf. I dress bit like an elf because I really get into the spirit on the day. No, I was born the name Noel. My birthday is in December. But my mom says it would have been my name anyways, but I don't know.
I'm interested in names because my dad played for the Cleveland Indians. I've said this before in this program, and the announcer for the Indians in the 40s and 50s was Jimmy Dudley. And my dad, after a case of beer, named me Dudley. And nickname for Dudley is Dud. So for 20 years, I had the worst nickname.
Oh,
and then a guy I was playing ball with named Steve Shedd said, don't you hate your name? I said, yes.
Yes.
So he nicknamed me Bo, and I like that better.
It's nice. A good name.
It's easier to explain. I guess there are a few more Dudleys around now, but I like Noel. And
Thank you.
Like the fact that I can pronounce Sheree after you straighten me out.
Right.
So do we have all the toys purchased that we need now? Or
not quite yet. We just processed a huge shipment. Actually, just yesterday, we had 9 pallets of toys delivered. So we're about halfway there. We kind of wait until we get some numbers in, and we're going to be buying toys over the next few weeks and just stocking up and figuring out what we need. Our ministry is very unique in the sense that we actually partner with other ministries. So we're like the benefit to these partner ministries because we want relationship to be evident. Just like we want people having a relationship with Christ, we want our families to be cared for throughout the whole year, not just at Christmas time. So we go out and partner with local area churches, and they are the ones who then bring us the families from their churches and whatnot to shop at the store. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that the relationship is present. So by doing that, we have all of our families pre-register, so we know how many kids are coming, what ages they are, what if they're boys or girls, so we can buy specific to the ages that we have. And then they come in and they can select the toys the day of the store. So we kind of are waiting for our numbers to come in to figure out where we need to purchase in bulk ups, because sometimes we have more 4-year-olds than we do have 15-year-olds. We offer, you know, toys to be purchased from birth all the way to 18 years old. So we've got a wide range of stuff to pick from. So yeah, we're still out there buying toys. So they love us at Walmart.
This is a good system, because I guess it would be sort of pointless to give a NBA basketball to a 2-year-old girl.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we try to, I mean, there are so many times, just yesterday our kids were around and we went in, we both have 8-year-old little boys, and we were like, would you guys play with this? And they were like, yeah, we would.
Yes.
And we're like, perfect. I mean, you can't, but that's good. So we knew to put it in with the 8-year-old boys.
Cruel.
So we really do.
Right.
We are, yeah. So we do. We try to shop for things that we think kids are going to like, you know,
right.
It's not leftover stuff. It's
no.
stuff that's popular right now. I mean, we really kind of scour the shelves. We like to empty shelves at stores.
We do.
So that's a fun time. And
so I said full retail, but you're trying to get good buys too. And then
absolutely
give people even better buys. So let me review all this. Our guests today on You Get the Blessing are Sheree Bryant and Noel McClay. And they run the Christmas store, actually, more specifically, the Aurora Christmas store. And on December 2nd, they're going to have approximately 4,000 toys that they've purchased with our help. Because this program today is doing $1,000. If you listeners will at least respond to that level, do what you can do. But get in touch with them at
ccchristmasstore.org.
So it's not fundraising, folks. This is giving to two ladies who you can trust. They're going to put this money to good use, and they're going to put these toys in good hands. So would you say you're reaching the poorest of the poor in Denver, or just a kind of a mix?
You know, it's a mix. We're definitely, you know, our ministry kind of changed a few years ago when we hit that big recession, and we found more people just – Christmas wasn't on their to-do list. Like, it was one of the things that got crossed off because they were just trying to provide day-to-day all of a sudden when people were out of jobs. So we not only reach, you know, poor, but really just low income. It's a wide range of people who just can't afford Christmas at Christmas time for their kids. We talked to a family a few years ago that, I mean, literally, like, she was going to buy cereal for her kids, and it was their their favorite cereals. She was going to go and pick for them and wrap them and put them under the tree because that's what she could afford. So her being able to come and buy toys at the store was huge, because $5 a toy, what she was going to spend on a box of cereal, she instead got this really cool toy that her kid wanted right off of the shelves at retail that she couldn't afford, and was able to give them that instead of a box of cereal. Those kind of stories are wow, that's amazing that the kids got what they wanted and the parents were still be able to provide for that. You know, that's the dignified piece of our ministry, is that the parents are providing. They're pitching in. They're spending that $5. They have some ownership in it, but they are providing for their kids. We're not handing it out. It's a hand up to them.
Very cool.
And we don't do, we take everyone at their word. I mean, if someone calls and they have a relationship and they say, we need this, there is, you know, we don't run their financials. We don't do background checks. Right. You know, if you say you need it, we say great. You know what I mean? You know, so it's definitely, so there's no, we don't pry into people's
business. I do need an
business.
NBA ball autographed by Jimmy Butler, my 15-year-old grandson. Just okay. Mitchell just told me this
just,
week.
Oh, okay.
So those aren't easy
well,
to find. Well,
we're not going
to
have those available at the store.
Well, if you could just get a ball, she could autograph Jimmy Butler on
yeah.
it.
Okay, we could, that
he
we
might
can
not
do.
Know the difference.
We can do that for you.
That's good. I was going to say, we have a part of our ministry called Game Day Memories, and we buy tickets in 26 stadiums around the country. I think we're in baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and 14 cities, 26 stadiums. I think that's right. And we buy season tickets, and then we give the tickets at no cost to families with handicapped children who tell us they've never been to a game.
Right. Yeah.
So what we're talking about here, folks, is not saving somebody's life or providing medicine to somebody that's sick, but it's called respite care. It's called quality of life.
Yep.
So Game Day Memories, just like the Christmas store, what y'all are doing is just making what could be an even sadder time of year if what the kid's getting under the Christmas tree is a bowl of, or a box of cereal. You're just stepping alongside of them and saying, look, we got something better than that.
Yep,
come
absolutely.
Out here and let us bless you.
So. Yes, yeah. absolutely.
Good stuff.
And then we'll pray for you
yes.
and wrap your gifts and give you some cookies and some cider and hot chocolate. And,
yeah.
you know, we try to do the full experience for them. We want them. I mean, we want to be the hands and feet of Christ that day. Like,
absolutely.
We're there to serve and to be available for them the day of the store. So.
Good. That's exciting. And you girls are good at it. What time of year do you all kind of snap between your ears and think, aha, we get to do that?
Christmas in July for me.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We started talking. Mm-hmm. We start talking about the store in July. We start meeting the two of us and just kind of getting our stuff together and get ready.
Well, and getting in touch with ministry partners
yeah. mm-hmm.
and seeing who wants to shop that year as far as who wants to partner with us and how many families they're looking at. We really...
Yeah.
Try to start in July thinking ahead to that. Well, and even we've been blessed to work with a company that we purchase some of our toys at wholesale price. And so we really like put some feelers out to them and say, what does your catalog look like
right.
this year? And so we really, I mean, really July, we start thinking about it.
We do.
Yeah.
Co-presidents.
Yes.
Well, she's kind of the boss. I'm more her lovely assistant.
She's the lovely boss, and
she's
you're her lovely
boss,
and you're
and
her
I'm
lovely
her
assistant.
Lovely assistant.
I like the
yes.
humility in that because I would buy into both of those. Well, good for you guys, and good for the listeners today who, first of all, understand. You know, this when you do something like this in the love of Christ, it does have a lot more life to it than just buying a gift. Like they said, they wrap the gifts, they pray if that's what the person wants. It's not like we used to think of the old mission, what's it called? Rescue mission, where, okay, stand over here and listen to us preach the gospel, and then and only then will we
right.
give you a bowl of soup.
No, yeah, no it is not like, no.
It's not like that. It's
no.
come in and be part of something that's really joyful, happy, cool, and effectively loving these kids. Because, I mean, seriously, Christmas, just think about this, folks. How you used to look forward to coming down and seeing what's under that tree and
right.
Right.
what the folks do for
sure.
me. So
yeah.
people that are in tough situations are blessed by people like you guys who've organized this properly, and it's not used toys. It's first class new toys wrapped beautifully
mm-hmm.
and bought at an unbelievably low price.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So which one of you listening today is going to promise me right now that you're going to help with some money? We've had some amazing miracles on this show.
That's amazing.
I mean, somebody could think, I'm in for $5,000.
But
if all
awesome.
You can do is $5, you know,
ooh,
it's
yeah.
straight out of the Bible that you've done what you've done. So
yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd say we're looking for a couple of sacrificial gifts and a lot of surplus gifts. Just add us to your list, folks. We'll take it, and we're happy to participate. So What's the most exciting part of it for you guys as we close the program? The day it's over.
The day. And yeah. You get the next day. No, I'm just kidding. I think just honestly, just seeing how it's impacting people and changing how we can help change their lives. And seeing how it affects our volunteers as well. You know, we volunteer.
How many volunteers we got, did you say?
How much are we asking for?
We usually have about 500 volunteers the day of the store.
Good night.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a well-oiled machine. I mean, if you have an opportunity to come and volunteer with us, you would be shocked at how it works, because we have the whole shopping floor. We have people that carry the gifts and help people pick out gifts, because we set up a whole... like store. I mean, mm-hmm. like they come in and they get to pick what they want to get for their kids. I mean, like, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
That it's not like, okay, well, you know, you can have one of these 15 Elmos that we have or whatever. You come in and you pick what your kids like.
Right.
So that's awesome. But then
opens at what time?
Well, we start shopping at 10 o'clock. Right. But like I said, everyone is pre-registered and on a list. So it's not like it's open to the public. But we're actually there at 7 in the morning doing setup. And, you know, we decorate we actually do it at a local school. We decorate the whole school with Christmas trees and we have Christmas music and try and make it very festive. And
fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good. And in closing, let me just pray that this works. And... this works in a big way this year, because you guys have got your hearts and souls in this. So, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to bless these beautiful ladies and what they're doing and all their volunteers. Give us good weather on the 2nd where people are coming and going, safe roads, and prepare the hearts of those who will come and receive these gifts and feel so loved and so blessed and so joyful as they leave the Christmas store. So thank you for all the hard work that's already gone into this and that is going into this, and bless Sheree and Noel as they lead this incredible group of people that are serving our community. We pray in your name. Amen.
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 Keep it up, ladies, and try to include your own children. We don't want to leave them out.
they do fine on Christmas.
Funny, though, the day after. Like, I'm like, okay, all the children in Aurora have toys except for mine.
Right, and then I'm like, oh, all right.
Hey, there's one over in the corner we didn't sell. Bring it in. Well, we love you guys, and thank you for being on the program today. And we'll see you again next week on You Get the Blessing.